Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcome back to WGN Radio. This is Sound Sessions. I am Kevin.
And what's up? This is Mike.
So Mike, as I was saying earlier before we took the break and all that, in my mind, the Chicago summer festival season really kind of kicks off Memorial Day weekend. And here we are, right?
Absolutely. And it couldn't be a more gorgeous day to start this festival season.
And, you know, I think that's the festivals, the street fests and all, is kind of what makes, or one of the elements that makes Chicago, summer in Chicago, so special.
Absolutely.
You know, because there's always something going on. Every weekend, there's something cool you can go check out.
Mm-hmm. And the city is a buzz. Like, there's no other place to be in the entire world than in Chicago during the summer, I feel like. We finally get our nice days. It's so perfect.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, we suffer for 6 months out of the year, and then we live for 4 months or so, mm-hmm. something like that. So I was kind of perusing Red Eye, and Red Eye went ahead and put together a collective list of all these great street fests that are happening throughout the city. And we have Red Eye reporter Shelby Bostet.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, cool. Well, she's in studio with us to kind of – I know she helped put this together. And we also have WGN morning producer, around town producer – what else we got, Tom?
Social media producer.
Social media producer. We have Tom Barnes in studio here with us. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So where do we even begin with this? I mean, I guess we could start with things that can still be attended this weekend, maybe?
Or
you,
yes.
I know you said you had some, like, Red Eye picks. Like,
yeah. So we went through, there's, like, almost 140 festivals this summer. But we went through and we kind of chose some of our favorites. But to start out, so Memorial Day weekend is kind of like the kickoff of, like, fest season in Chicago summer. So still going on today, there's the Greek and Mediterranean Wine Fest until like 10 p.m. tonight.
Ooh.
Yes, and that's new this year. It's in Greektown.
Greektown, okay.
Yes, and it's $40 for a year admission, and you get 15 1.5-ounce samples of different like Greek wines.
All right. So. I think the math works out on that.
That's fair.
Should.
Let's go.
After this, that'd be great.
Yeah. And then also until 10 p.m. tonight is the Belmont Sheffield Music Fest.
I saw that one. That's the one I drove past. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what does that entail? It's I'm assuming like drinks and music like everyone does?
Yes. It's just like a good kickoff summer fest. There's a lot of like local bands, local cover bands, lots of food, drinks, just anything you could want in your first fest of the summer.
Man, and that thing is always just a bustle. I remember like trying to take the L down to that festival when I was going to school and everything.
It's
and everyone always loves the Belmont festival, so that's great. What else we got on the docket?
Well, I'm seeing here a Red Eye pick, which happened this morning in WGN radio. I'm not sure if the TV as well participated, but the Bike the Drive event.
Bike the Drive, mm-hmm. yeah.
Which is a pretty cool thing. They shut down Lakeshore Drive from like 5 a.m. till 11 a.m. or so, I want to say.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done that?
I've not done it. So we had a handful of people participate from the station. I've not. I just, you know, on a Sunday, I don't want to wake up at 5 a.m., I guess.
But you get pancakes.
You don't blame me.
You get pancakes?
Or you used to. I know that. You used to get pancakes down by the Museum of Science and Industry.
Oh, man.
I always forget that it's happening. Like, that's the day that I need to drive on the shore.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, okay, well, I guess my plans are scrapped.
Well, it's like, yeah, that's one of those things. It's just like the marathons down here, too, where if you're participating in it, it's great and it's great scenery. Mm-hmm. But if you're inconvenienced by it, it's the worst thing ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, so next weekend is actually one of the like best weekends if you want to like go and check out some fests, because there's like 10 or something.
Wow.
There's like Mayfest, which is obviously a good old time up mm-hmm. in Lincoln Square.
Spelt the old world.
Spelt the old, way. Yes.
M-A-I Fest.
It's all things German. There's like, you need all the schnitzel and bratwurst that you want.
Now, do you know, is this up, because I live up by Lincoln Square, is this up over by like the, all the German restaurant's escaping me right now. The name of it. It
the
doesn't
Brauhaus?
Maybe I think it is Brauhaus.
Ooh, yeah,
you know?
I just know great that it's spot. On Lincoln and Leland. Lincoln,
I think that
Lincoln,
would be.
Leland.
Yeah, I think that would be the Brauhaus then. Yeah, that's great. What else do we have going on?
There's Dew Division next weekend, which is huge.
Oh my god, that always sneaks up on me.
Yeah, and it's like one of the most fun ones that I've ever been to. There's also like a place for kids to go during that, so like not only the 20-somethings can go, go and like bring the kids, and they can hang out and have fun. And there's lots of local beer. And
do we have the performers listed?
I got some here: the Ponies, Adult, Shannon and the Clams, Webster X, and that's 10 blocks long.
That's crazy. Wow.
10 blocks.
Is that longer than normal? I don't know.
For a street fest? Yeah. 10 yeah. Blocks. I mean, that's almost, that's division. Over a mile.
I know, like
this 8
year
blocks
they're...
to a mile, right?
Jeez. Yeah. I see they got Lucky Boys Confusion on Friday the 2nd, which is at the Subterranean. You know, Chicago is really starting to do these festivals right. Go ahead.
I was going to say Empty Bottle and Subterranean. They're the ones who kind of book the bands for this particular fest. So that kind of helps them out with the music selection.
And honestly, two of the best music venues in the city is if you want to see an underground band or even a local band. The Empty Bottle, some of the best shows in my opinion, the entire
great
world.
Place. We did a we've done Battle of the Bands, and we've used them as our venue in the past at WGN for our Battle of the Bands contest. Mm-hmm. They're always good times.
Tom, you were starting to go through some of the headliners for that. So like you said,
I have the
Ponies. I'm not too up on them, but I mean,
I don't know them all that well. I just know I just saw what they have. Ponies, Adult, Shannon and the Clams. I've heard of them, and I've heard a lot of people love that band.
I'm familiar with Chuck Reagan. He was the singer, if I'm not mistaken, of Hot Water Music, and then he's gone on to do a folk type project, if you will.
Man,
pretty good. Yeah,
I like the band Muy Bien.
Muy Bien.
The She Devils.
The She Devils.
My kind of band.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. I think the She Devils was, I mean, don't quote me on this, but I think that they've been opening, they opened up for Eagles of Death Metal a few months ago, about a year ago. I think that if they didn't, I hope they do one day.
Yeah,
because
that would be a heck of a show.
Oh my gosh, this the street festivals are so great, and it's the best part. You get to see all the businesses that come to Chicago too.
The shopping.
I would have not have heard about Umami Burger if it wasn't for like the Dew Division Fest, then I found out about it, and they were like having all these great deals and everything. So there's a lot that you can find out about Chicago.
Yeah, well, I think you know. Having gone to Dew Division the past few years in a row now, it's one of my favorites of the year. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying, it kind of really kicks it off, it seems.
Yeah.
And the food is always awesome. They bring in a bunch of food trucks, and it's like... And I remember a few years back when the Hawks were playing the Kings in the Stanley Cup Final, I was outside of a bar. They had it all open air, so you could see the TVs from the street. I was having a beer. There was a metal band playing in the background. And, well, I watched the Hawks lose to the Kings.
Oh.
So other than that, it was beautiful. But yeah, aside from that fact, it was a little rough. So, but I guess we could kind of move on.
Yeah, let's roll right along.
Yeah. Well, if we want to stick to next weekend, there's also the Linkin Park Greek Fest next weekend, which is put on by the St. George Greek Orthodox Church. And there's also like a bunch of music and like good Greek food. And that's also a really fun one to go to. So if you can hit Dew Division and Greek Fest in like one weekend, you're having a good weekend.
You will have eaten well, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, we would love to hear about our listeners, what kind of festivals you're going to, what are you excited for? It doesn't have to be in the city. It could be in the suburbs or something like that if you'd like.
Yeah, so Brothers, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was just going to give the number 312-981-7200. What's going on, Joe? I mean, Tom.
Two Brothers Summer Fest, that's happening next weekend, the second and third, and they have it's out in Aurora, so it's at the River's Edge Park, which is kind of like it's like a little plaza like this, but right on the river there. I've been there before. They have the X Ambassador, Saint Motel, Blind Pilot.
And
those are the couple other headliners.
In Aurora?
That's Aurora. Like that's pretty good.
Awesome
what?
Lineup.
Yeah. And it's Two Brothers,
and that's the brewery, right?
Yeah.
Man. So great beer. That's excellent. And so I want to ask you for quickly here, Shelby. I'm not sure if you'll know the answer to this, but I'm seeing for the Linkin Park Greek Fest.
Yes.
It says cost free, any donation accepted. Now, are you going to get like you know the side eye if you don't donate at all?
Get hassled by the man.
I'm an advocate of donating.
You
when
should,
you go,
right? Yeah.
Just because they put so much work into these fests, but even if it's just like you just like drop $5 in and then call it good, like you don't need to be extravagant with your donation, but. I mean, everybody snuck into a fest without like giving the donation, and I always feel guilty afterwards. So I just recommend doing it. You should do it. I'm an advocate for donating.
Yeah.
What if I drop like a really tasty Dunkin' Donut in there or something like that?
Half-eaten tamale.
Donut. I'd rather deal with the guilt of not donating than like lose a donut.
So. That, you write a little proverb and put it in there.
That's right.
Just a nice handwritten poem.
Yeah.
That'd be
my
really
donation.
Nice. Well, you know, you had kind of touched on, I don't know if I'm jumping ahead here, but there's the Wayne's World Festival that's coming
up. So
speaking
I know,
of Aurora, since you just brought that up.
So they're celebrating 25 years, the 25th anniversary of Wayne's World, and that's going to be in Aurora. I got to pull up the info. Actually, let's do this. We'll do a teaser, right? We'll leave them hanging. We'll wanting more. Let's take a quick break. We'll touch on the rest of the street fests, including the 25th anniversary celebration of Wayne's World. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. We have Red Eye reporter Shelby Bosted.
Bosted.
Okay. Yeah. And Tom Barnes from WGN Morning News. Again, this is Sound Sessions here on WGN.
Welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. We've been taking calls and kind of going out with our music roundtable here with Tom Barnes and Shelby Bosted. We're talking about the greatest festivals here in Chicago, what's coming up. But we kind of had a tease before. Everyone's favorite movie, especially if you're from Aurora, I think you need to have this favorite right. movie. Wayne's World is having their own festival coming up. So
what it's actually, and I'm getting this info from auroradowntown.org, mm-hmm. it's the schedule of events for Party On, 25 years of Wayne's World.
25 years?
Yeah, and so this has been going... Holy smokes. Isn't that crazy?
That was one of the first movies that I ever was able to see at the movie theater. I remember it was a big deal.
You got dropped off by your parents or somebody's parents? Yeah.
I wasn't even born yet when it came out.
Wow. Man, and...
But I've seen it since then.
Okay. So well, you were around for Wayne's World 2 at least, so that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
We'll pass that
classic.
But I think some of the highlights from this festival, we have like an air guitar. Actually, that already happened. But they're doing a classic movie Monday, actually tomorrow at 7 p.m. That's going to be at the Paramount Theater. But the absolute like crowning event coming up, I think, is the headbanging to Bohemian Rhapsody. Aurora's attempt to break the world record for most people headbanging at one time. That's going to be on July 4th before the fireworks in Aurora.
I wonder how. I wonder what that record is.
I know. Has it been set yet? Yeah.
How high does the bar need to be set?
25 people? 2,500?
I'm picturing like Guinness inspectors. You're not headbanging hard enough. She doesn't count. She doesn't count. Get her out of here.
I barely saw that hair move. Come on. You're out. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So let's get into the West Fest. I think we were kind of talking about that.
Yes. So West Fest, Empty Bottle, we were just talking about them earlier. They put together the lineup for that. And I'm trying to like pull up the lineup now.
I'm looking right now. I'm seeing ESG, Royal Headache, Woods, Cymbals Eat Guitars. I know them. They're pretty solid. And some others that I'm not too familiar with, actually.
Yeah. And that's in Westtown, July 7th through the 9th.
Okay.
So that'll be also like a really great, very Chicago music fest to go to. And probably more low key than like a Do Division or a Lala.
Yeah. There's one on your list coming up here that I'm a big fan of, and it's in June. It's the Taste of Randolph Fest.
Oh, I love that.
However, it gets, the food is so good, and the bands are awesome, but it gets so crowded. That's the downside there.
And there's nowhere to park around there, which makes it a little, unless you're taking the Green Line and getting off at Morgan Street, I think. Yeah, there's not a lot of parking around there,
but it's
a good time.
But yeah, this
but
is over.
But it's a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's a good time.
It's over by where, like, you know, A Girl and the Goat and all that good stuff is.
Restaurant Row down there on Randolph, yeah.
So I want to see who is...
They have Robert DeLong playing, I know that, as one of their headliners.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, so many great music artists are coming through the city right now. It's fantastic. So that, obviously that's going to be just jam-packed with people. I wanted to touch on something that I know the host, I produced the show with Patty Vasquez. She has a really great connection with the women's, what is it called?
The Women's Funny Festival? Funny Women's Festival.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So can you give us a little bit about details behind that one?
Yeah. So that's at Stage 773 mm-hmm. in Lakeview. And there's going to be like 500 performers. And I talked to their
500 performers?
Across like 80 different shows over the course of the weekend. Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. And they're not all, it's not all like just stand-up. There's stand-up, there's improv. There's one group called, something about Matt Damon where they pick out, something about Matt Damon. It's
like
very specific.
But they
pick out one person from the audience and they make them sit on the stage and then that person can only repeat what the performers say. So it's, and the person is either called like the Matt Damon or like the Lena Dunham. And they are like only allowed to say the things that other people have said to kind of, you know, there's like a whole bunch of like Matt Damon controversy. Like he's in all these roles that he shouldn't be in. So it's that kind of thing.
I'm interested in that.
Which is hilarious. Yeah.
I know Katie Rich, who was the SNL writer that got kind of in some hot water with a tweet about Barron Trump. She's going to be appearing there as well. And she's been on the Bill and Wendy show before. She's actually very funny, very intelligent. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I would definitely go check that out.
Mm-hmm. And controversial.
Yes, and controversial.
And controversial. But funny.
Yes. Fantastic. Let me look at some of the other ones. You know, we did want to kind of touch on what are some of your favorite festivals
that come
through Chicago. Tom Barnes of WGN TV, basically an all-around music expert. What are some of the things you like to do during the summer?
I love Riot Fest. I mean, that's at the end of the summer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But Riot Fest, that is my favorite. I mean, the first time I ever went there was the first year it was at Humboldt Park.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was magical. You know, it was like 80s metal meets punk rock meets,
right.
You know, I mean, there was like Cypress Hill was there. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. And I love that show. But Randolph Street Fest, I love that one just because of the food. I mean, some of the best restaurants in the city are down there.
Right.
I used to do Division. It was one of the ones I love just because you get to check out all the there's so many artists that are out there. A lot of Chicago stuff. So I saw you have a Chicago flag tattoo.
Right.
You see that stuff everywhere.
Yes.
On that one. That's why I love going to that one. Anything actually outdoor, I feel, fest-wise in the city, you're going to find like a really cool Chicago
absolutely
piece of artwork, which is like, that's my favorite stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I live for that. But yeah, and Rib Fest. That was my other one.
Oh,
and that's the one up on Irving Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one, that one's really good. Yeah, and you talked about like, we seem to talk about Riot Fest quite a bit because it's, in my opinion, you know, lineup wise and layout wise and just everything, it's the perfect festival in Chicago, in my opinion.
Right. I feel like it's what Lollapalooza used to be,
right?
Like back
good
in
point.
The early 90s.
Yeah.
Because when you, I mean, I was a kid, but going to Lollapalooza back then was just about like, it was just trippy and it's traveled. It wasn't in Chicago.
I remember.
City to city.
Yeah.
And it would set up down in Tinley Park.
Yep.
And that's what Riot Fest reminds me of, what Lolla used to be. Because now Lolla is very commercialized and there's a ton of people there, so it's a little hard to enjoy it sometimes. But I'm an old guy, so I don't know. I think maybe some I'm speaking out of turn for
no,
a generation.
No, Riot Fest is great. And this year they have a John Stamos Art Fest or like
what?
Art collection that's coming. Yeah.
In
at Riot Fest, yeah.
Oh, so it's like a touring exhibit, I guess? Or?
No, they're just like getting like local artists to send in their John Stamos pieces of work. Yeah.
Interesting.
Breaking
yeah.
news.
Well, they
I
have
don't
this
know.
Like long-standing love affair with him. They like commissioned like a butter sculpture of him in like 2013 mm-hmm. or something. So
mm-hmm. he often yeah. they have that Riot Fest convertible that just sits in there
sits
with the Stamos at the wheel. That's another cool thing about Chicago. It's just the organizers of that festival are so tongue in cheek and just so easy to get along with. You can see that they're doing this festival for the right reasons.
Yeah, and they're from here.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like they started here. They're from here. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great fest.
And weird
you
obsession
don't need
with
to
Stamos.
Wear a flower crown, so that's always a good
that's
time.
A big perk. Yeah,
it's always a good time.
It's a lot of black at the Riot Fest.
Yes. There's
a festival coming up here in June that just took my interest pretty because it's got things I love. The Chicago Taco and Tequila Festival.
Ooh, yes.
Do we know anything about this?
Yes, I have. It's new this year.
You can't go wrong
in
with those.
In Jackson Park, is that the one you're looking at?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, June 24th through 25th.
Yes.
So yeah, it's like kind of hard to believe that nobody paired those together for a specific fest like that. But it's, I know that there's like $15, there's a $15 admission fee and you get like one free cocktail, which is like worth it.
That's okay.
That's what you're going to spend somewhere downtown.
Right.
So there's going to be DJ sets and it's just, I'm excited for that one.
And it's got tacos and tequila.
Tacos and tequila, yeah.
So
what else do you need
in
a summer
there.
Fest?
Three pavilions of small batch tequila. Three pavilions of tequila. You can't go wrong.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That seems like an absurd amount of tequila. Three pavilions.
They have a mixology stage up there.
I bet we'll go through it.
Yeah, right.
I bet everybody will get through it.
All right, so let's move forward to the Taste of Chicago. It used to be the crown point of all the festivals here in the city. What are your thoughts on it now? Where is it going? Do you see it, you know, progressing, or is it kind of, you know, it's been a bit stagnant, I feel like, over the last few years?
Yeah, in more ways than one. I was there last year, and it was so hot, and there was no breeze, and I was spending like $17,000 to eat bites of food that I could not spend $17,000 on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, they get you with like, oh yeah, admission's free, and you think that you're gonna go and have this great time, but then by the end of the day you've spent $50 on food tickets and
it's
you're
funny.
Just bloated and feel gross.
But it's like it's free for only a portion of it, because if you want to go to the actual concerts you have to pay, correct?
Yeah.
Like for the bigger name concerts.
I think that the pavilion's what you have to pay for, but
that's,
the lawn is free.
Okay.
Because I saw a couple of bands there where you can just stand there and watch, but if you wanted to sit in the pavilion part, that's where they charge you. It's just a weird, I don't know, I feel like Taste of Chicago is like the sad fest of all the fest. And I mean that with all, because it used to be the best fest. I mean, you were kids, you used to go there for 4th of July. Mm-hmm. You used to have, you know, all this concerts and everything else. And now I think because there's so many other festivals, they have a hard time attracting people. I mean, and I get they try to do the lineup where they try to make everybody happy lineup.
Yeah.
Where they have, because they have the Passion Pit, but not the Passion Pit, Passion Pit, the OJs, Twin Peaks, and then you got the Waco Brothers. Those are all, like, Waco Brothers is a Chicago band that has been around. But, you know, any gig is a good gig, but I feel like they just try to please everybody, and they should just pick a lane.
Well, we're almost out of time here, so I want to go through real quick and just go, like, give me one sleeper pick, or, you know, one that's not going to be as popular. But I'll start it off, because this is in my neighborhood, the Square Roots Craft Brew and Music Festival up on Lincoln Square. I have a great time there every year. A lot of really good food up on Lincoln Avenue there. So that's my pick. Yeah. Who's next?
Well, I guess I will take this. I do like the name Ben Fest, but I see that it's a family-friendly kid activity one, so I'm not going to go with that one. But this is kind of a slow ball here, but I think, you know, if you're thinking about it, I think Pitchfork is doing a really good job of of, you know, being a good music festival, but it's so much like almost like Summerfest. Like if people are no longer there to, you know, headbang and just hang. It's a laid back festival. I feel like there should be like a picnic basket that goes along with your tickets after a while. So yeah, that'd be mine.
What about you, Tom?
I'm a guilty pleasure. That's what this one is. It's Man Beyond the Beach because they have MGMT, Walk the Moon, and they have some other hip hop bands. It's the only festival that's actually on the beach.
That's pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah. I think the last one that did that was Wavefront from a few years ago. Yeah. And that was all EDM music. So this has got, you know, a little bit of, you know, rock and roll and a little bit of hip hop.
This is their second year or third year? Or 10th year?
I don't know.
They're early, I think.
Yeah, but it's also in Bronzeville, which is different. It's a different part of the city to see. Oh. And I think I like that, you know, it's specifically at Oakwood Beach. Mm-hmm. So it's just different versus like in the same spots. So I like that's checking cool. out different parts of the city. So
very that's cool. Yeah.
Shelby, what about you?
So this year, Ravenswood on Tap is 2 days as opposed to the one day that it was last year because it was such a success. And like anywhere that you have like a bunch of like craft breweries is always a good time. So this year there's like Beguile and Half Acre, which are all right there.
Good
and
stuff.
There's no entry fee, but there is a $5 donation. So,
or
donate.
Yes.
But yeah, that's my favorite.
Well, Tom and Shelby, we appreciate you guys coming on to talk fest with us. If people want to find you guys online, is there any like Twitter presence or anything?
Oh yeah, but my last name is really hard to spell, so it's at Shelby L Bosted, Shelbie L, B as in boy, O, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, D as in David, T as in Tom.
Wow, that's
my mom taught me that.
Tom, what about you?
Mine's at Tom WGN Chicago.
Perfect.
Well, much easier.
We have to take a quick break. A lot more in store. We'll go to the newsroom after the break here with Roger. But you are listening to Sound Sessions here on WGN.